Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Let me tell you about what we got coming up straight ahead. It's just you and me, by the way, for this segment and the next segment. And I want to cover with you the poll questions, a couple of the poll questions that we've been asking you, that we have asked you on our newsletter and on our website. And we're in addition to replying to or giving you the results of the polls at the end of each week in the newsletter, I'm doing this on the show as well to give you an idea about what you guys are saying. What's my audience saying about these things that we ask you? And so one of the most recent questions we asked you was about e-commerce, about online revenue, internet sales. And here's what we ask. How much of your small business's annual sales revenue comes from online sales? And here's what you said. 5% of you said that all of your revenue came from e-commerce. 100% of your revenue came from e-commerce. 14% said more than half of your sales came from the internet. A little more than half said e-commerce represented less than half of your total sales, and one fourth, about 25%, said you had no online sales at all. And now those are broad ranges: more than half, less than half, etc. The two absolutes are 100%. 5% said 100% came from e-commerce, and about 25% said you had no sales. But we were trying to keep it simple. Keep the list simple. But this is very helpful. This information was very illuminating to me. And you know, e-commerce has been around, as you know, for quite some time. In terms of the overall marketplace, it's just a baby. But in terms of the internet age, which I marked beginning around 1995, e-commerce has been around for a big chunk of that time, but not all that time. Really, you're looking more like about, in terms of e-commerce being something that the average small business owner could really legitimately be involved in, you're looking at 10 years or less, to be honest with you. And so I'm actually pleased that in this short period of time, we have this kind of a mix of that about 75% of you, 75% of small business owners, according to this poll, are generating some, at least some, e-commerce revenue. That's very exciting to me. I'm glad to see that. But over the next 5 years, my friends, there will be significantly increased pressure on you to generate more sales activity online. And let me explain what I mean by that, based on some research. According to Forrester, which many of you are familiar with, it's a research firm that primarily focuses on the internet, they say Forrester's research showed that online sales would reach $250 billion, $250 billion in the next 5 years. About 8% of all retail sales in the next 5 years. But that statistic is the next statistic, I should say, is what's really the one that we should be paying attention to. Forrester also predicts that by 2014, over half of all retail sales will be influenced by online product and company research before the company makes a before the customer makes a purchase. Now think about that. Over half, and I think this number may be conservative, frankly, because this speaks to what I've been talking to you about the age of the customer. Remember what I've told you about the age of the customer? The customer is now in control of your relationship. Not only do they have the buying decision, they also have the information that you used to have and how you used to be able to control. You used to be able to control the product and the pricing and the information. Now you only control product and pricing, which is really all the same thing. And but the customer now controls the buying decision, and they have access to the information. And Forrester says that over half of all decisions that customers make with you will be made before they even get to you. Think about that now. Think about how that's going to change your world. How's that going to change the way you sell, the way you the way you mount a sales force, the way you train the sales force, how you're going to go to market? If customers already know, if they've already done enough research, Forrester says over half of them are going to do that. I still think that's conservative in 5 years. If they already have the information they need to make a large part of the decision about which product they're going to buy and what company they're going to do business with, what are the chances that you could become irrelevant? Meaning, they can, once they make a decision, all they got to do is go and find it at the cheapest place, and they never give you a chance to show them how charming you are, how good a job you can take, you can do to take care of them. So, folks, you've got to be online. You've got to have your information available to customers. And when I see a statistic like I saw a year ago showing that 50% of small business owners still don't have a website, that's an astonishing number. And you cannot do this, folks. You must have a web presence. And now that doesn't mean that you have to have an e-commerce capability. There's some businesses out there that e-commerce doesn't work, where people can buy from you online. But you must have a web presence, if there's any way possible that you can arrange for people to be able to buy your products, customers to buy your products online, you have to give them that option. Remember this, folks, you're not changing, you're not completely leaving your traditional way of doing business. You're just giving customers options, and they have a lot of options these days, and they're going to want that more and more. So please continue the trend that I'm seeing here with the results of our survey. 75% of you are doing some online business. Continue that trend. Don't get behind the curve on this. This is very important. Serving customers online, my friends, is no longer an option. It's an imperative. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.